Good morning. Welcome into our prayer time here on WHCB 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB Bristol Kingsport, Johnson City. I have a word for you. The word of the day is, or the word of this prayer time anyway, is importunity. Importunity. It's a strange word, certainly for today. It's used only once in most Bible translations in the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 8. Importunity is, well, I guess we could say its meaning is persistence in requesting or pleading. You might say earnestness in prayer is importunity. It's found in Christ's parable of the persistent friend, there in Luke 11, verse 8. The friend had need of provision for an unexpected visitor. The person had arrived in the evening. And even though the neighbor had already gone to bed with his family, didn't want to be disturbed, the persistence of his friend compelled him to answer the request. The guy would not quit knocking. Jesus told this story to emphasize the need of not giving up when we pray. Christ ended his parable with, "And I say unto you," this is verse 9, by the way, of Luke 11, "And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you, seek, and ye shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you." Persistent prayer doesn't mean that we need to badger God. Not at all. But rather that we should be earnest and sincere in our praying. Not repetitious, but earnest. We need to be believing that we are heard and will receive an answer. We know that God answers all prayer that's given from his people. Sometimes he says yes, sometimes he says no, sometimes he says wait. But he does answer. In times that he seems not to answer, that's the waiting time. We have to be patient and understanding. We have to know that his thoughts are far above ours. He uses tomorrow as he would today. He sees it much clearer than we see yesterday. And God knows best what we need. Well, there's sometimes that questions are given like this. Why did God allow my godly grandmother, or you can insert the family member there, to die when I prayed so much for her recovery? Or I've prayed for a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a wife or a husband. I'm still single. Doesn't God hear my prayer? Well, God knows best. He has our lives all planned from the moment of conception. Often he's waiting for us to totally surrender to his will. The psalmist said in Psalm 139:13-14, "You've formed my inner parts. You've covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul doth know very well." So, why'd God allow your godly grandmother to die? Well, your grandmother may have been suffering from cancer or some other serious illness. The doctors may have done everything humanly possible for her, and there was no earthly hope. And God answered your prayer in his own perfect way. He relieved her of her illness and suffering. He healed her completely. He took her to be with him, and there's no more pain nor sorrow. Be assured that God knows best. We're often accused of lack of faith when God doesn't respond immediately or positively to our prayers. But we should be encouraged. Isaiah 40:31 says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." If we're to follow the Apostle Paul's admonition, that is found in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, "Pray without ceasing," then we would realize that a constant attitude of prayer throughout the day and night would keep our heart and mind on the correct path, on the right track. We need to pray to God in the morning, thank him for keeping you through the night. We need to pray to God in the evening, thanking him for the events of the day. And we need to pray to God throughout the day and commit everything to his safe keeping. Pray without ceasing. Be sure, know that God answers prayer his own way in his own time. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. And so what are we to do? It is, we are to be having importunity in the sense of, we're to pray without ceasing. We are to be persistent. We need to be earnest in our prayer. So it's not such a strange word. It's just one that we don't use, one that we don't think of. It is not repetition again. It is not repetition when we're praying to God. It is earnestness. It is that quiet earnestness in receiving what God would have us to receive, in being available to receive the answer to prayer that God gives us, not the one that we're asking for necessarily, but the answer that God gives us in his absolute divine wisdom. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you that you love us with a love that's everlasting. And we thank you that salvation is ours through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We thank you for all that you've given to us. We thank you that you answer our prayers. Lord, help us to pray properly, to pray for the right things, to ask for the right things, to know better how to pray. Help us to be useful in your hands. And Father, I do pray today for our listeners that you would bless them abundantly, that you would use them for your honor and glory. And Father, I pray that you would provide all the necessary things for our listeners and all the necessary things for WHCB and for those who minister here. We ask for your provision. We thank you for it. We know that you're going to give it. You've promised to take care of us. And so we receive that promise. We haven't seen it yet, but we receive it. And we thank you for it. Now, Father, we ask that you would use us today and this week for your honor and glory in all things. Use WHCB to teach and to preach and to bring people to Christ by the working of the Holy Spirit in the messages that are given. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.